Well, Auntie Mitchell at that time took the creche every Sunday morning, and the children, we sat near the front with the three children and sat in between them to keep them in order. And of course they fidgeted about, and I always remember the elderly gentleman, Mr. Burroughs, Jean Burroughs' father-in-law, sat behind us, and we would feel they were fidgeting about and all restless. And at the end, he was a very godly old man, he would say, "It's lovely to see the children," which made us feel a bit happier about it. Later on, I became responsible for the rota, for the creche, and that meant I was in it quite often because people sometimes forgot or weren't able to be there. After Auntie Mitchell, as I say, Auntie Mitchell, as they all called her, both her sons were deacons at one time.
Yeah, I was going to say, who was Auntie Mitchell?
I can't remember their names now. Ian Mitchell, Rona's husband, was one of them, and I can't remember at the moment, I can't remember the other one's name. He was older, I think, than Ian. Oh, they'd both been deacons, and she did it every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
But after she gave up, of course, as secretary's wife, you got landed with lots of jobs, and I think that I certainly was responsible for the rota to get people to take turns. But if anybody who's done that kind of rota will know that you spend a good lot of your time in the creche, because usually somebody forgets or somebody isn't well, and you end up doing more turns than
you intended. Were there a lot of children in the creche at that time?
Oh, there were quite a few. One amusing, well, to me it was amusing, after the extension was built on the church, the creche was in the far away room, I don't know what you call it now, and of course, inevitably, one of the children wet the floor, and you'll never guess, the planning committee, I think, had all been male, because the mops to mop the floor were kept in a cupboard in the gents' toilet.
Oh.
So I had to wait for get a gentleman to go in to the toilet. When I said this to my husband, complained about keep a silly place to keep a mop for the floor, he said, "But the church officer's a man." Once or twice it was a man, it wasn't always a man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I thought that was typical of the kind of male planning of things.
Yeah.